We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Throw down your guns, throw down your guns in the name of love.
The rule changes related to guns in the Capitol and on Capitol Square took a lot of people by surprise on Friday. I'm not sure whether it surprised State Senator Amanda Chase, the Republican who represents parts of Chesterfield. She has been warning that this would be coming, and she is kind enough to join us live on the air this morning. What's your take here about what happened on Friday? I'm assuming that it's very distressing to you.
Well, good morning, John. Yes, it's more than distressing. You know, I was able to actually attend the Joint Rules Committee, and I had one of my aides to video the entire smoke and mirrors meeting that took place. Not transparent. We posted it on my Senator Amanda Chase page, on my Facebook page, for anyone who wants to see that entire smoke and mirrors meeting that took place, in which you had the Democrat members of Joint Rules to vote in favor of stripping law-abiding citizens and legislators from being able to protect themselves while they are, meeting with and expressing their concerns to legislators. It's egregious. It's un-American. And I am outraged.
So for folks who are listening to this and go, oh, well, that sounds reasonable. You know, people have hot heads and you don't want to have weapons that, you know, somebody could get mad and shoot someone at the Capitol. Tell me why you don't think that that's a legitimate argument.
Well, first of all, it has not happened. You know, we've had an open policy for folks to carry, not only on the Capitol grounds, but also inside the Capitol itself for over a decade. And we've really not had those types of issues. You know, everyone who's lived in Richmond or surrounding areas understands two things. One, the crime rate in Richmond is not great. And second of all, parking is always an issue. You have to walk blocks, if not miles, just to get to the Capitol itself. And so we're disarming law-abiding citizens who want to come and talk to their legislators and not allowing them to protect themselves. Our very own Delegate Kirk Cox was actually held at gunpoint a number of years ago. I've had altercations actually inside the Capitol just this past session alone, right outside Meriwether's Cafe. And while we have the best Capitol Police there, you know, they have limited resources. They can't be everywhere at one time. We have to allow the citizens and legislators to protect themselves. And so, we've really not had a need. I mean, this is a solution that is really more of a problem. I mean, yeah. It's creating more problems, honestly.
It seems like it's a healthy anxiety for people to have, that someone they want to go cause a problem with might actually have a weapon. I mean, you know, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you have anxiety. My statement is hopefully the criminal or the person who wants to be an agitator will have that same anxiety. You know, maybe I shouldn't pick a physical fight with you on the off chance that you've got a weapon. And you have carried, and you've been pretty vocal about that. I hate to put you on the spot, but what are you going to do for the rest of the session?
Well, I'm already here at the Capitol, so I've already made that decision. And what I will tell you is this. I swore just this past Wednesday to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the Virginia Constitution, and no silly unconstitutional rule that Speaker Fillercorn passes with her committee is going to keep me from allowing me to exercise my ability to protect myself as protected under the U.S. and the Virginia Constitution. And if they want to take my gun, they can sue me.
So you've got a concealed carry permit.
I do. Yeah, I absolutely do.
Should I take this to mean you're carrying right now?
Well, a good person who wants to protect themselves never shows where their security system is, but I think people's intuition is probably correct today. Mm-hmm. People have no idea. There are some, I have friends who are Republicans, Democrats, Independents. This is an American issue. I have Republicans, Independents, and Democrats who are furious with this latest ruling because they want to be able to protect themselves. The criminals never follow the law. They never follow the law. And so what you have done is you've banned law-abiding citizens from being able to protect themselves, and you've emboldened the criminals who now know we're all sitting ducks over here for, you know, because most people aren't able to carry, are not supposed to carry. You know, I've got the weapons policy sitting here in front of me. You know, it basically is banning, the policy applies to all buildings owned, leased, or controlled in whole or in part by the legislative agency. It does allow law enforcement officers to carry, as long as they are conducting business here at the Capitol. But, you know, this is a really something I really want to educate people on. You know, whether you choose to carry a firearm or not is not the point. The point is that right to do that, that choice is guaranteed in both our U.S. Constitution and our state constitution. And so, you know, if you choose not to carry, maybe you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel trained, okay, don't carry. But don't tell those people who are trained, like myself and others, that they can't and they shouldn't, because just as we saw just weeks ago in Texas in that church shooting,
right,
you had regular law-abiding citizens in there that were very quickly able to put down a monster that was going in there to shoot up a church of
innocent. And it would have been
people.
Worse had they not been there. Had they
Absolutely.
Been disarmed, it would have been a massacre in that place.
Absolutely. And I will say, John, that there's something people need to know about today. In the Senate Committee on Judiciary today, we have 9 anti-gun bills coming up today on NRA Lobby Day. And so the Senate Bill 12, which Senator Saslaw put forward, is up today. Limitation on handgun purchases, one handgun a month, is up today. The one regarding firearm transfers is up today. There are 9 anti-gun bills up starting at 8 o'clock this morning that they're hearing right now in a committee in the Senate. So stay tuned, everyone, because it's coming.
And is it going to happen? Forgive me for interrupting, but I had a couple of people who emailed me over the weekend and said, watch Monday, because Democrats are going to try to push these bills through and use the legislative process, since they are in command majority wise, to shut down the, you know, public comment period and the discussion. Can Democrats do that? I don't think it's very wise for them to do that, but can they do that? Do you think that's the plan today, or am I getting bad info?
Well, they can do it, and they will be called out for being non-transparent. You know, as a co-founder of the Transparency Caucus, which I founded 4 years ago with Delegate Mark Levine, is that we need to continue to be transparent as legislators. And what we saw on Friday was not transparent. I don't think people realize this, but the people who are sitting on that Joint Rules Committee, I talked to Minority Leader Gilbert on Friday. He just found out that day he was assigned to that committee, had no idea what was on the docket, at the last minute found out they were meeting, get there, and never had an opportunity to read the weapons policy, wasn't asked his opinion, and they wanted to vote on it that day, which they did. So the Democrats are heading us off the socialist cliff. And I warned people about this. I said, you know, in November, right before November, I said, you have two choices. You have prosperity, or we're heading down the road to socialism. They want to register your guns, and everybody knows what happens after they register. Then comes the confiscation. They're going to create more gun-free zones, which disarm law-abiding citizens, keeping them from protecting themselves. And here's the goal. If they make it more difficult to carry a firearm, they're going to force you to keep your gun in your vehicle, or make you keep it at home because of these all these gun-free zones that they try to impose. That's how they do it. And so we see situations that happen in Virginia Beach where you had a young female employee who knew how to use a firearm, was very, very well trained.
And then couldn't bring her weapon.
That's right. Yeah. She was forced to leave it at home. We need to not... I have legislation, which we can talk about later when you have more time, that's going to basically say that if the government tells you you can't bring a firearm, the liability is on them. And
well, that'll up the ante, won't it? Yeah. Listen, I am looking at the clock, and I do need to go. I really appreciate you talking with us this morning, and I hope you'll be in touch frequently over the course of the session. State Senator Amanda Chase, the Republican representing parts of Chesterfield, appreciate it. We're back with more in just a moment. News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.